This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. On July 4th, 1776, cloudy skies hung over Philadelphia with temperatures in the mid-70s as the Continental Congress adopted the Declaration of Independence. Today's weather for the city of brotherly love promises to be a bit cooler and sunny with clear skies for a traditional fireworks display. Fireworks are causing concern in the nation's capital. The new World War II memorial is being covered by a giant tarp to protect it when fireworks are launched from nearby this evening. NPR's Libby Lewis visited the National Mall this weekend and found that tight security and the threat of terrorism has not prevented many tourists from visiting the sites.
Sandra Israel watched her sons and daughter and her husband riding the old carousel near the Smithsonian Institution. They live in Northern Virginia.
We did think about not coming, of course, but you can't just walk around being afraid of everything, so we decided to come on down and have fun and enjoy ourselves.
Nearby, folks drank mango freezes and lemonade at the Smithsonian Folklife Festival. Jose Gutierrez and the Brothers Ochoa were playing the music of Veracruz, Mexico. It was hard to stay still. Down the mall, the Sexton family from Findlay, Ohio, descended from the Washington Monument. They, too, thought about not coming. Jeff Sexton.
You got to live your life and not let your life live you. So we decided to go ahead and come and enjoy our vacation and let happen what may.
Walter Howland of Shippensburg, Pennsylvania, visited the World War II memorial along with hundreds of others. He served in Vietnam with the Air Force.
If you're gonna worry about it 24/7, you know, you might as well just stay in your house, lock your doors, and never come out again. 9/11 was a terrific wake up, but you know, you can't worry about it. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
The closing of the monument for the 4th to protect it from the fireworks was all right by World War II veteran Bob Lee from Oil City, Pennsylvania. He was at the memorial for the first time. He's 85.
Most of the World War II veterans have seen all the fireworks they need. I know I did.
Wiley Jones, a local tour guide, was by the memorial's pool. He was like Mother Hubbard with an orange umbrella, tending the entire 137-member marching band of Alliance High School in Alliance, Nebraska. He had big plans for them before they marched in the big parade.
We're going to go to Lincoln and the Korea and the Vietnam. We're going to go see that, Capitol Hill, Embassy Row, all the beautiful stuff that makes up D.C.
Jones sounded like he can't believe he gets paid to do this.
It's not like any other place in the world when you come down and you see the 4th of July on the National Mall with the fireworks show. If you ain't American by then, brother, you better sign up because let me tell you, it's time to get on the wagon then.
Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.